You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a great night. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. It is such a good Wednesday today. I don't know where you are at in the world, but I am definitely loving this spring weather that Idaho is having over here. It's absolutely my favorite. Okay, so if you have been following me for quite some time, or if you're just new to the show, just tuning in, I have been able to see since I was about 3 years old. And it's really interesting that I've always had these abilities to be able to see and communicate with the other side, no matter which form that they were in, but I could not work a pendulum. It was the weirdest thing. Some people pick it up so easily and some people struggled with it. So it took me so many years. So now I teach people how to work a pendulum, which is what I'm going to do. So if you're watching me live or you're just listening, I'm hoping that you'll be able to have a clear understanding of how to use a simple tool, a divination tool, as we call it, to tune into your own guides, your own source, your own energy. Okay. So first of all, you got to have a pendulum. I love this style. I don't know if you can see that. Oops. There we go. Right there. Okay. I love this style, but it did not come easily to me. I literally had to learn, like, I think I must have been 25 or 30 years old. Okay. Before I started to actually learn this. So this is an extension of your energy. This is an extension of who you are. So like any other divination tool, first things first, you need to protect yourself. You need to put your tools of protection so that you are only attracting love, light, you know, truth, accuracy. So make sure you put your protection in place, say your prayer, do your bubble of light, whatever it is, that's what you need to do for yourself. Then in order for me to get my pendulum to work, I had to learn this style. I take my dominant hand, I hold my pendulum in the dominant hand. I take my non-dominant hand and I put it underneath the pendulum. Now I allow my pendulum to run up and down the length of my thumb. Your thumb has no polarity in it, so it clears it out. If you're watching me live, it is moving back and forth so easily. If you're just listening, just know my pendulum is really moving all the way up and down the length of my thumb to clear it out. Okay. Now your pointer finger holds a positive polarity. However you want your pendulum to answer you for the answer yes is what you're going to tell it to do over your pointer finger. So my pointer finger for the answer yes, I want it to go back and forth the length of my finger. Okay, now in this stage, you can get it to go left to right, you know, forward to backwards, which mine is doing forward to backwards right now. You can get it to go clockwise, counterclockwise, however you want it to move for you. You're going to tell it to do that for the answer yes, over your pointer finger. Okay, and now your middle finger has a negative polarity. So for the answer no, how do you want it to go for the answer no? You're going to put your pointer finger out. Yes, it looks like I'm flipping you off right now, but you're going to put your middle finger out just like this. And you're going to tell it what to do for the answer no over that finger. For the answer no, I want mine to go left to right. And mine's doing it so easily. Okay. Once you're able to get it programmed with your yes and no answers, what I like to do personally for myself is I hold it up just like I'm doing now and I say, hello, friend, do you want to be friends? And mine is saying yes. It's going back and forth for the answer yes. Okay. So then the next thing I ask it is, do you want to work with me today? Do you want to work with me today? And mine is saying yes. Okay. Now, for some of you guys, this might take some practice. What you might find is it's barely moving. You might find that it's not really moving very much. Now, if you find that it is not moving very much or it's stagnant, especially if you get frustrated, you're going to want to clear your energy out. There's a few different tricks that I do for this. By the way, I am holding my arm up quite a bit. It's almost in the T-shape motion, right? Or an L-shape, I guess you would call it. Now, if you have your elbow down towards your hip, you actually could be blocking the energy and the flow from it coming, you know, the energy coming in through the top of your head, down your shoulder to your elbow. You might be blocking the flow. So I bring my elbow out. So it's kind of like that L shape to get that energy to flow until I really get used to it. Okay. It's going so good. I just love watching it. It took me so long. It just makes me happy that it moves so fast. Now, if your energy is blocked, I like to take my hand, spread it open, and I like to tap right here on my collarbones or where my chest is. And I just ask that my body, mind, and spirit come in and work at 100%. I ask for my body, mind, and spirit to come in and work at 100%. I ask for my body, mind, and spirit to come in and work at 100%. Now that's going to clear your energy. That's also going to bring all of your energy into your body. Another trick is water. A lot of times when we're trying to do energy work, if your body is dehydrated, you're not going to be able to do energy work very easily. Things can be wonky when you're trying to do any type of healing if you're not hydrated. So you can go ahead and take, a full glass of water, half a glass of water, drink some of that. You can take enzymes. Enzymes are what break your food down. Now, if you have digestion problems, you can take an enzyme to help that bloat go away and break down your food. But if you want to connect to source faster, if you're trying to read somebody else, especially with tarot, divination tools, if you're psychic, you can take an enzyme. If you're reading somebody else, they can also take an enzyme too, and your energy will connect together. So enzymes for digestion physically, but enzymes to connect to source spiritually, it actually is a really good tool. So there's a few little things that you can do as far as pendulum goes. Now, just because I was getting my yes or no answers does not mean I trusted myself easily. It took me so long to learn how to trust myself when I got answers. So what I would do and how I teach my clients so that they are confident in their answers and what they're receiving is I hide something in the house or like in the shop or whatever. I have somebody in my home hide something from me and I get the pendulum to tell me yes or no. Like, is it in the living room? Am I closer, hot or cold, you know, things like that. And I let the pendulum lead me. So I did that for quite a while until I got comfortable with it and I could easily tune in a little bit more. Now, if you are somebody that wants to take this a step forward and not just have the pendulum, but also use your body in place of the pendulum, that's what we would call muscle testing. So although I'm very good at the pendulum and I do have it as a backup, especially if I'm not trusting what I'm receiving, I actually use my body more. I do muscle testing more frequently. Muscle testing is something that I do on a very regular basis when I'm reading clients, when I'm testing for like my physical health, for nutrients, things like that. But I also use it when I'm reading. I don't know if I said that. Sorry, I had somebody just show up all of a sudden. So I use muscle testing a lot. Now, until I get some callers, I'm going to teach you some basics of muscle testing. Oh, I got one. It's funny. I've taught this before, but I use muscle testing almost every week for myself when I'm communicating, when I'm trying to figure things out. But I'm going to put a pause on that for just a second. I have Joe, I think I've seen from Denver, Colorado.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Can you
Fantastic.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a question. I am in a situation where I'm in a teaching position now, say semi-teacher, and I'm trying to get my teaching alternative license. And I've moved from a bad school, and I start next year at a different place that's a little bit more affluent. And I'm wondering if you're getting any messages as far as me being able to stay at this school long-term, longevity-wise, if I'm going to be able to be a teacher at this new school.
Yeah, okay. So will you please do me a favor and provide your birth date so I can tune into your energy a little bit better?
June 26th, if you want the year.
How old? Yes, please.
1985. I'm 40.
What's wrong? Why are you laughing at that? That's a good age.
I'm over the hill now. So.
No, not yet. I'm like, you're not 41 yet, right? Okay. Okay. So just so you know, I do numerology. Like, when I get your birthday, I'm able to tune into your energy very, very quickly, but I can also see your chart. Number one, when I tune into your energy, I get massive anxiety. So is that something you've struggled with your entire life?
Yeah, me and my wife both.
Both of you. How do you guys handle that together?
Medication and supporting each other through panic attacks.
Oh, I love that. I'm glad you guys have each other because a lot of people don't. That's nice to see. Okay, so going into this, yes, I 100% do believe that you are going to be in this position long term. It seems like there is a challenge that could, you know, present itself, but that is just like your own mind torturing you. You get in your own way a lot. You talk yourself out of good things. I believe that several good things should be coming your way. However, when you overthink and you torture yourself like that, and you're always thinking about worst case scenarios, you kind of block your own self from receiving some of these good things that could happen. And what I'd really like you to focus on is trying. I know it's so hard. I promise you, I understand. But when you have this anxiety, to flip it and start thinking about what's the best that could happen. Start tricking your mind. What's the best that can happen instead? And I have to remind myself of that very many times, because you should be at this place for quite a while. In fact, I see you very happy. I see you feeling stable. I feel you seem secure. I see people looking up to you. I see people questioning, like asking you questions. Like, they just look up to, I want to say a mentor. I mean, I understand you're a teacher, so you do that too, but it's like, they really admire you. I feel like you're treated very good here by multiple people, not just the students, but by the staff as well. And I do feel like it's just going to be more a place of security for you. But your mind is the thing that really concerns me with all the heaviness I see of that. So you're going to have to find techniques to trick your mind to flip that. And I promise you, I know how hard it is because I have that too.
Is it going to be a social studies position, or are they going to ask me to teach another subject? Because I want to teach another studies.
Right. And I see it as being social studies, but I also see that it could be, do you do math too or something? Are you? It looks like in the future it could switch. Yes. Okay. Because it does look like it could switch in the future, or at least the opportunity of it coming up in the future to this math. But yeah. But I also don't think that that's going to be negative if you do that. You have this beautiful sense of, like your characteristics, your personality, you have such a good laugh and you light up the room and people kind of just pay attention to you. And I think that wherever they end up placing you, wherever you take, is just going to be what's needed for the people of that in that room, or, you know, several different classes, because you light people up. You do more healing than you realize, and you're needed. You're definitely needed. So please do your best to not fight it if an opportunity arises. If it feels good, please go ahead, even if you're afraid, because you light up the world, the room, wherever you're at, and people need that right now.
Awesome. Can I ask one more quick thing?
Yeah, of course, go for it.
Me and my wife are trying for our second child. Do you see us being successful this summer?
You want it to be this summer?
Well, the process starting this summer, us having the kid next year.
I do see one in the future, but it looks like she's got some challenges going on. Does she have some like endometriosis or something?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that's really going to be like when our female parts start growing extra tissue and that extra tissue can weave around other organs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It prevents people from getting pregnant. Puts a lot of pressure on the womb. You can even start looking like, you know, you're bloated or you're gaining weight, but there'll be a lot of tender spots, a lot of pain in the belly for some people, depending on what stage it's at is what they call that. But it looks like there's some type of blockage that's kind of preventing her from doing that. Also, does she have a tilted pelvis or tilted, what do we call that? She does have that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she's just got a few things to work on as far as her physical body goes, but those things can be taken care of. I would definitely have her check for endometriosis just to make sure. But as far as that goes, if we could heal that, I do see pregnancy in about, I would say 6 months. I don't think it's going to be as fast as you want it to be, but I would say about 6 months if you can get that taken care of. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too. And congratulations on the new position. I hope everything goes well.
I'm hoping so too. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye, Joe. Dave, was there anybody else yet? I didn't see because I wasn't paying attention to my screen. Scared me. Dave comes on talking to me in my headset and it like is like the loudest spirit guide ever. Okay. We got Sue. I don't know where Sue's from, but please pull up Sue for me.
I don't know
Sue,
if
how
he's
are you?
Talking to you or not. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What can I do for you today?
I don't know. I got the notice that, you know, I could get a free reading, so I figured I would just see what you saw.
Yeah, of course. Can you please do me a favor and give me your birth date so that I can tune in more accurately to your energy, please?
November 2nd, 1956.
Oh, awesome. You have a beautiful chart full of energy. I hope you know that. What do I see? You just want general stuff?
Yeah, I don't have anything specific, you know, unless you're going to tell me that Jason Momoa is going to drop whatever girl he's dating and come to my house. But I don't, that's not going to happen.
You know. I'm going to say
well,
that.
Keanu Reeves, I could go either one.
Okay.
You know.
So when people ask me for general, I just see so many things at one time. So it's almost hard to narrow and pick out which one it is. Okay. So when I do that, I always kind of open up to what's around you as far as like spirit guides and things like that. Number one, you have so many people around you on the other side that support you and love you. They're showing me that you've had so many challenges in life, yet you've always kind of just like figured it out. I don't want to say with ease because I know how challenging it was. But you have a lot of people on the other side that do love you and support you. And they really are congratulating you and bringing in this energy of congratulations for you really coming down here and doing your life path to the very best of your ability. It does look like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but people, when they are sleeping, they get out of their body 3 to 5 times a week and go do work on the other side. You frequently get out and go do work on the other side. And you really love to spend time in the gardens and help the gardens over there. There's so many beautiful gardens, but you're also helping welcome children back in from the other side. So like when they pass away as children here on the planet, you're helping to reorient the children on the other side. It's like, helping them to heal. Now, if you aren't aware of that, you can definitely feel drained and tired every day. So how is your sleeping when you get up in the morning? Do you feel drained and tired throughout the days? Do you feel rested and rejuvenated? What does that look like for you?
No, I'm tired during the day, especially lately.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of work happening right now. We got a lot of energy going on. So in that case, what I would encourage you to do is to make sure you're saying a prayer to protect your body while you're sleeping at night. And that no matter what work you are doing, that you are rested, rejuvenated, and ready to go every day. Your body is filled with that limitless, beautiful energy. Has your knees been hurting lately or something?
No, not my knees, my feet.
Oh, your feet. Okay, it's your feet. They're showing me your legs, so I thought it was the knee. What's going on with your feet? Are they swelling too?
Just old nurse's feet.
Old nurse's feet, okay. All right, I have a trick for you. This will help you with that. If you get some Vicks Vapor Rub and some Epsom salt, and you're going to kind of make it into a paste and put that on your feet up to your calves and, you know, your shins, that'll start to take that pain away for you.
Okay.
Do you have restless leg syndrome at nighttime too? Like, are you constantly moving around trying to get comfortable?
Not always, no.
Okay. That, if you put that stuff on there though, it will relax your legs while you're sleeping at night as well. And it should start feeling better as you wake up in the morning. Okay. Do you have questions I can answer for you right now?
I don't know. I'm not worried so much about love life because I'm waiting for Jason to knock on the door any moment.
Me too.
You know? I don't know. We could look at money. I mean, I'm going to be 70, so the chances with the economy being as it is of me retiring is poor, unfortunately.
Yeah. So where are you working at currently?
I am the director for clinical coordination for an area nursing home.
Oh my gosh. So busy. Lots of energy there too. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's just kind of where we're at in the world, where everything's just getting expensive and it's getting hard. But please remember that money is just a frequency. When we get depressed and stressed out about money, we're allowing ourselves to subscribe to that frequency of negativity. One thing that Spirit has taught me over the years is that whatever it is that you need, like physical needs, ask for that in prayer or manifestation, whatever your technique is, but ask for it. You can also ask for it to be like in free things. Trust me, I did not believe in receiving free things. I was never raised like that. It was always hard work. But when Spirit taught me that a few years ago, I did start asking for the physical things I needed and even help sometimes with like the bills when it got bad. And I've always had that support. So remember that your whole spirit team can step in, because money is just a frequency. Material things are just a frequency, and you will make it through. It might be challenging, but you've been through many challenges in your life. Like I said, you have gotten through it. So you're going to be okay no matter which way your money ends up being, okay?
Okay. Anything to do with my health I should know about?
Okay, so how's your breathing? Because your chest looks heavy. So how's your breathing right now?
Good, right at the moment.
Okay, so other than that, your chest, it just looks heavy. When I scan your body, I don't see anything else going on. I would just say you just need to bounce up your energy because it just looks like tired and drained looking. But that just might be your sleep. Other than your chest looking heavy, I don't see anything else going on with it. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's anything else that you see, then that would be all that I would need to ask. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope you have a great night.
And you too. And thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye, Sue. Okay, so we have just a few minutes left. I have tried to teach this before. I really just need a full class. Going back to like the pendulum and using your body instead, and we call that muscle testing, okay? Same thing goes for your body. We're going to clear out your body just like I taught before. Ask for my body, mind, and spirit to come in. I protect myself with my energy field. And then I like to stand up and my feet are the same width as my shoulders. I put my hand in my heart and my belly, and however you want to stand is perfectly fine. But you can do this two ways. I ask my body to show me the way it wants to move for the answer yes. And then I just stand there and focus on it. Show me a yes. Show me a yes. Show me a yes. Now I move forward for the answer yes. So my whole body will go forward. And then when I say, show me the movement my body wants to do for the answer no. Show me a no. Show me a no. Show me a no. Then my body goes backwards. Now I have clients whose body goes to the left, whose body goes to the right, goes in circles. Now my son over here, his answer for yes is actually he stands still. And it kind of played a trick on us for a second. So we had to test for no. And then I do test for a maybe as well. What does your body want to say for the answer maybe? Unsure, unclear. And it's really going to come down to like how you word things, because the way that you ask the question, you might get an answer for that, but if you reword it, you're going to get another answer. You really need to be clear in what you're asking, how you're wording things. Okay. So again, you're going to test and get your answer for yes, test and get your answer for no, test and get your answer for maybe, unsure, unclear. Okay. So when I ask for maybe, my body moves back and forth in a wave like this. And I know I need to look at the question. Okay. Or I need to decide, because maybe you're thinking about something else as you're saying something that can be conflicting. But as soon as you get muscle testing down, this is how I originally learned to communicate with the spirits I was seeing before I learned that I talked to them in my mind. Okay. So the first few times that I really had interactions with ghosts and I was terrified and my body tensed up all the time and I just couldn't have a pleasant conversation because of the fear I felt when I would see the ghost compared to the spirits, I literally started to muscle test to ask questions. Once you get your yes and no, you can start testing it for truth. And once you feel comfortable with that, you can start asking it questions. Now, if it's spirituality, it's like, how many guides do I have? Is there anything I need to know? And just start asking questions for yourself. And then that is how I muscle test. Now, it does take some practice. You are going to have to be confident in yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a great night. I will be back on Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern. I don't know why that's so hard for me to calculate, but 10:30 Eastern time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time. Have a great night, everybody.